Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy. I'm a supervisor with the fraud department. How can I help you today?
Okay. Hi. My name is Jeannie Jowers. Got these charges on my bank card, and I'm not aware of any of them. I'm trying to call. Well, I got a bunch of them for the 17th, and I'm calling each of these to find out what was ordered and, you know, so I know if I did it or not.
Okay, not a problem. Bear with me just a moment. I'm working on getting your account pulled up here.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, and is your address the 175 Wayside Turn in Midway, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
3130.
Okay. And then email address of jeanniejowers85@gmail.com?
Right.
Okay, thank you. All right. So, yes, ma'am, what I'm seeing is that, let's see here, that was a few days ago on the 17th. Of May, there was a survey that was completed online. After that survey, they offered a sweepstakes entry. It's saying for a Wolf product. I'm assuming that's like a type of tool. They also, at the same time, offered a membership to Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app for your phone, and it's $59.89 a month. Are you familiar with the survey on the 17th, or maybe a sweepstakes entry for a product with the put out by Wolf?
Now, I do surveys, but I don't do, okay, you know, where I have to pay for something. I don't do that.
Right. So on this one, you would have had to have put a card number in, like your name, address. They would have asked for a small shipping charge to send out the item if one in that sweepstakes. And then they offer this $59.89 the monthly plan in addition to that.
Oh, no, no. That's something I know I can't afford that, and I wouldn't order something I couldn't afford.
Okay. And what about, like, just the shipping charge to receive the item if one in the sweepstakes? Does that sound familiar at all?
I only do it if it's a sweepstakes, I won't do it.
Okay. Now, this could have been a survey for a company that you had maybe recently shopped with. They do surveys for Costco, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens.
No.
I believe they've picked up Home Depot recently. There's a lot of different companies that they do surveys for nowadays.
I just, that one just don't, yeah. I'm, well, let's put it this way. I'm by myself and I have to watch my money.
Yes,
and that's
ma'am.
Why, you know, I'm trying to find out about this because I really, these charges were not made by me.
Okay.
Okay, let me explain something. The police department had my card. They would not release it. They still have not. They got it, but they won't give it up for some reason.
Oh, wow.
So I got to find out about these charges and try to get what I can taken off before I go and have my card canceled and dispute everything.
Okay, yes.
I don't know
I
if this is happening up at the jailhouse or
right.
What, but someone's messing with me and they're doing it the wrong time.
Yeah, I don't understand why they would keep your card. And I mean, this charge was made on the 17th is when it originated. So, yeah, that's very concerning.
I just want to try to get this done. I'm going to have to close the account and dispute charges that I did not make.
I understand. Yes, ma'am. Well, bear with me just a moment. Let me go ahead and file it as fraud on our end. I can help with that charge. I would still advise having that card canceled and getting a new one issued. I mean, you know, obviously if you didn't have it on the 17th, then
I really had planned on, are these charges all right, you know, come from the 17th, and that's what I don't understand.
Oh, okay. What other charges did you have? Because you just had one from us.
Okay, I can say half these names for real.
Oh, okay.
I had one from Books Arise. I can't reach them. And then J-U-O-F-E-X FMIM, they said it's something like an entry for a phone, and I would, they could give me 30%, you know, back, and that'd be it.
Wow.
And then the one, another one is Gab for Lace Run. Well, that was a deposit for entry on the phone, which I didn't do. I don't need a phone.
No.
Yeah, I'm really happy. Someone had field days my card somehow.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, I did go on ahead and file this as fraud on our end. I was able to issue a refund of the $59.89 back to your card. You can expect to see that credit within 3 to 5 business days. If you decide to cancel out your card, you will still receive that refund, even if you close the card and get a new one, which I would strongly advise on. And I'd be happy to give you a confirmation number for this that I've done today.
That would be super, and I really thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am, it's not a problem. That confirmation number for you, Ms. Jowers, is 920-736-809.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I really appreciate what you have done. Yeah, I'm going crazy.
I can understand, and I know exactly how you feel. I guess it was about 2 years ago I woke up on payday, and I mean, I'm at a call center. I don't make a ton of money, you know, so I'm paycheck to paycheck. And I woke up that morning, and first thing I did was check my account balance. My whole paycheck was gone. There were 20 transactions overnight on my account. And I had to do the same thing that you're doing, Ms. Jowers, sit down, and I called all 20 of those companies, the ones I could get hold of, you know, and tried to get my money back. But yeah, it's just a shame. I don't know why people do stuff like that. But yeah, I'm sorry that you're having to go through all this.
Yeah, well, I was really shocked because I was expecting to make a payment yesterday. And when I called, there was only $30 in my account.
Wow.
Yeah, there was $500 when I started.
Oh, my goodness. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
So I'm really having to work hard at this.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and just be looking for the refund of the $59.89, and we'll send you an email confirmation about that as well.
Okay, I really appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. We thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You have a good day also. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's one.